Here's the Marketplace Index for Monday the 19th. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a new program to look at what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. A telephone call late today between the finance minister of Greece and European leaders about staving off a Greek default was said to be productive, which eased at least some tension in the stock market today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 108 points, about 0.9%, to close at 11,400. But at its worst today, the Dow had fallen 253. S&P 500 down 11 points, 1%. The Nasdaq Composite losing 9 points, about a 3rd percent. The 10-year bond yield fell to 1.955%. Here now is a handy glossary to help understand why people remain nervous about Europe today. Economist Cash Mansouri, who has a finance and economics blog called The Street Light, is here to help.
Happy to talk to you.
The first term is the Pirate Party. Heard of this? It's an upstart political party in Germany that's into internet freedom and online privacy. The Pirates have just done well in an election in Berlin to the detriment of some of German Chancellor Merkel's allies. It's considered a vote against the status quo with a clear connection to the financial crisis in Europe, right?
Germany is trying to figure out how much they're willing to shell out in order to keep countries like Greece or maybe Portugal in the Eurozone. And it's definitely seen as a vote against continuing down this path that Europe's leaders have been trying to go down for the last couple of years of bailing out the peripheral Eurozone.
Second term for today's glossary is Troika. The three members of this Troika are the International Monetary Fund, the European Central Bank, and the European Union. It's the group that put together the last big bailout package for Greece. Representatives of the Troika were on the phone with senior Greek officials today ahead of doing a site visit next week.
The IMF is coming up with measurements to show the other two members of the Troika, well, this is how well Greece has been doing or not been doing well. And then the EU and the ECB are going to decide based on that, well, do we give out this next tranche of money that we said we were going to or not?
Greece says it needs $11 billion, and it needs it now to tide itself over. The last term is scapegoat. Greece's finance minister, Evangelos Venizelos, sounded frustrated when he said Greeks can't allow themselves to become, quote, the scapegoat used by European and international institutions to hide their inability to manage the debt crisis.
Greece is suffering. You know, they've really made a good faith effort over the last year or two to follow this austerity path that they were said was going to be the solution to all these problems. And Europe is not able to decide whether or how much they're going to help out going forward. And Greece just gets poorer and more miserable, and the crisis drags on. So, yeah, you know, you have to feel a little sympathetic for what Greece is going through here.
Economist Cash Mansouri's blog is called The Streetlight. The European currency, the euro, is down to around $1.37 today. And now here's the pulse, where we check the heart rate of the U.S. economy via a daily alternative indicator. The pulse is down today after word investors have pulled, get this, $75 billion out of the stock market since April. Bloomberg News reports that's more than investors withdrew from stocks in the 5 months following the collapse of Lehman Brothers in 2008. The market's not the same thing as the economy, of course, but it's often seen as a predictor of how companies are going to perform over the next 6 months. Those withdrawals suggest that investors are not too hopeful. You can read more about it, The Pulse and the Index, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.